Well, it's 10 minutes out of 11. 11 minutes out of 11. You know, it's more the Kwambi number. 11 minutes out of 11 is the Kwambi number. Good morning to you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Namibia. Good morning, my dear listener. Thanks for joining us. It's a Saturday morning, the 6th of December. Yeah, it's coming to that time when everybody is preparing for holiday. And there was a very good topic that David and Francina actually were discussing. You know, how to manage your budget spending. Know where your money is actually going. I know where my money going. I really do, but sometimes I don't want it go there, but you know, I find myself money go the same place all the time. All right. Yeah, it is true. Know where your money goes. Don't just surprise. They happen. It happened. It does happen, actually. You know, you just kind of like, I have a couple of thousand. What happened? Where did that money, all that money goes? You know, and you stretch your head. Well, you know, my bills are not paid yet. You know, I still have to, you know, the fuel has just increased now. You know, how do I get there? You know, so you start actually asking all these questions because you don't know how, you know, where your money actually just went. That's a good one. Know where your money goes, you know, so, and you can only do that when you are very, very, very disciplined with your money. Make sure that you pay the essential things first. And then, you know, when you have leftovers, you can then have the fun that you may want to have. So make sure that there's January. There's also that from December to January, it becomes sometimes a very, 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 very a long month. Just remember that. So, and I hope they have, and I guess, and I believe they have covered all that. So make sure that you always tune in, you know, for Social Times for really, really interesting topics that are discussed in there. All right. Good morning. And welcome to Eagle FM, and this is Mind Matters. So this is where we focus now. We get to, you know, we have other programs that are actually looking at all these kind of things. Okay, so things outside of yourself, whether in terms of economy, whether in terms of whatever it's outside of yourself. Okay. So, but now this is a time here, the only time you have that you actually focus on yourself. And this is the show where we focus on ourself, and especially where we focus on our mind. So this is Mind Matter, and I'm your host, Michael Chiavelli, and a behavioral counselor and an analyst. And I want you to start today's show, with a simple question, When is the last time you paid attention? Okay. When did you pay attention to your thoughts? Now, actually thought about what you are thinking. Am I confusing you? No. What I want to say is that are your thoughts on your side or are they working against you? Now, that's what we're looking at. You remember that constant stream of commentary in your head, eh? That constant either cheerleady or a critic, you know, it could be your biggest cheerleady or could be your hardest critic. So that constant commentary in your head, you know, your self-talk. So that's not just a background, okay? That's not just a background noise. I can tell you that it's not just a background noise. It is the foundation of your mental and emotional world. Your whole mental and emotional world is actually determined by that stream of commentary in your head. So that's what we're going to look at. And are your thoughts on your side or are they working against you? So don't miss that. That's what we're going to focus on today. And as usual, this is Mind Matter. And from 11 up to 12, I mean up to 1 o'clock, we call this a mental health hours. Mental health hours. We create this platform for you to come through and just, you know, express yourself. So express yourself, especially when it comes to whatever you're going through in terms of emotionally, psychologically, or someone you know, maybe is experiencing, is going through something that you don't know how to help the person, or maybe you have an issue that you just don't know how to go about it. So this is the platform where you can come through and we can discuss about it. I always promise that if I cannot help, I can always refer you to someone who may help you. Or I promise that I'm going to look for that help for you. And this is what it's all about. So I'm going to look for that help for you, to help you. So make sure that if you are going through some distress, some stress, some emotional distress, you're welcome. This is your platform. Okay. This is your safe haven. This is your safe, platform where you can come, without being judged, without being, criticized. So where you can come and just express how you feel or what are you going through and all that. You don't need to reveal who you are. You don't need to say what your name is or where you're from and all that. Just, you can talk about the issue and problems that you. The reason why we do that is because sometimes we just have nobody that to talk to. So we find ourselves in a lot of adversity, in lots of difficulties and a lot of challenges that we go through. But sometimes we just have no one to talk to. So I'm creating this chance, Eagle FM creating this platform for you to be able to do that. So this is my inventor and welcome to today's editions. So as I said, on Mind Meta, we are going to learn how to tune into that conversation. You remember that conversation? The conversation, that of self-talk, so that it works for us, not against us. So that's what we're going to look at when we come back. So good morning and welcome. So let's start with some kind of music. Let's start with the music. And then we slowly get into, just to get us in the mood, of what we're going to talk about today. So, Thomas Rhett, Die Happy Man, or A Happy Woman. So, but the song is Die Happy Man. So, yes, we'll be back after this, musical break.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between a bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, then with all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. To my knees, oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. Your saint, your god is the cutest, the hottest masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy. Baby, I could die the happy. if I never get to build my mansion in Georgia, drive a sports car up the coast of California.
Oh yeah, you could die a happy man. Die a happy man by Thomas Rhett. So good morning. If you're just joining us, our time is 22 minutes past the hour of 11. And welcome to Mind Matters. And today, what we talk about, are your thoughts. Are your thoughts on your side or are working against you? Now, so you're probably not familiar with this, okay? You're not familiar with this, and it's something you're actually now getting in, you know, trouble waters, something that you're not familiar to. You're not familiar to ask yourself, you know, to pay attention to your thoughts and actually thought about what you're thinking. You understand? So that you're not used to that. So, but the thing is, so what I'm trying to help you understand is that the thing is this, you have this kind of constant stream of commentary in your head, you know, your self-talk. And that self-talk, and as I said earlier on, it's not just a background noise. Actually, that self-talk is really a foundation of your mental and emotional world. So the things you say to yourself, have a profound impact on how you feel and actually what you do. So your internal dialogue, the normally internal dialogue that you just, everywhere you are, you're not alone. You're always talking to yourself. Every moment, you're not empty. You're not just blank. Yeah? Every moment where you are talking, you have that internal dialogue. And now, how do we make that internal dialogue work for us? Because most of the time, it can. And most of the time, it actually works against us. You know, that's where we come. Your internal dialogue can be, as we said, can be a biggest cheerleader. Eh? Can be a biggest cheerleader, offering you support and motivation to push through a challenge. But too often it can also turn negative and become the harshest critic that undermines your confidence, And the worst part of that, it holds you back, you know, and that's what we want to looking at. So today we're looking at how do we learn and how to tune into that conversation and make it work for us. Make it work for me, make it work for you. So not against us. So, but first of all, let's start. We're focusing on the harsh critics now, that internal dialogue that can be, that becoming a harsh critic that undermines your confidence, that hold you back. That's what we're looking at, not the cheering one, all right? Because that it doesn't last long, all right? So that's what we're looking at, because that's the one that costs a little bit of a damage, you know? So, but first of all, let's talk about how negative self-talk start. You know, where do you get yourself negative talk? Is just something magically that just comes? Now, think of this. So is this just something magically get into your head? Or is there a way that negative self-talk, that dialogue, that internal dialogue within you, is there a way that where it start? Is there a way that it has a start somewhere? There are a couple of things. Okay, we're not going to talk all of them, but there are a couple of things that I want you to understand. Where does that negative self-talk start? So, now, you have to think, it starts, sometimes it starts, many things in our life actually start when we're young. So, because when we're young, we are like a sponge. You know what a sponge is? You know, a sponge that if you put it in water, it just absorbs all the water, you know, the sponge. So we are like a sponge. So, and now this, when we talk about the negative self-talk, surprisingly, it begins, sometimes it start by borrowing someone else's voice. You understand? Like a sponge. We kind of take something, you know, we kind of absorb something from someone else. Okay? So I hope you're following me. So this negative self-talk sometimes actually come from, you know, we're borrowing someone else's voice. Who is that voice? All right? So when we grow up, when you're a child, you, as I said, you're like a sponge. And the opinion of your parents, say, for example, the opinion of your parents, your older siblings, your teacher, your peers, even close friends, that sometimes feel like it's an undeniable fact. So the opinion, you as young as that, you don't see this as opinion, but you at that time, it sounds like these are undeniable facts. Okay, imagine you're a child, okay? Imagine a child who's constantly trying to help. Let's say, for example, try to help set up the table, but it's a bit clumsy, okay? A bit clumsy, and drop the note, and drop maybe the fork or a knife or plates or something. A frustrated parent who is frustrated might sigh and say, okay, you're always so clumsy, okay? So that's a voice I'm talking about. Remember, you're always so clumsy. So now, just let me do it. I probably just said, you are so always clumsy. Let me do it. All right. The child doesn't just hear that they dropped a fork or they dropped a plate. They hear, I am clumsy. You know, they hear that I am clumsy. That's what they hear. All right. So that's what they hear. Or perhaps it was a sibling now. Let's say, for example, it's a sibling after you. Let's say there are those when you shared an idea. You know, you just shared an idea. You were young, you shared an idea. And that sibling might roll their eyes and say, look, that's a stupid idea. You understand? That's a stupid idea. So after hearing that, if you hear that a dozen times, say, for example, every time you give some kind of your idea, you know, you are told that's a stupid idea. After hearing that a couple of times, you don't just think your idea was bad. You understand? You start to believe, I'm not smart. So do you understand now how that can start from, how does that can start from just hearing a frequent dismissive comment, you know? Those kind of dismissive comments from your parents, from your friends, from your sibling, from, you know, this kind of dismissive comment, or negative comment, if you like, they're the one that's how the negative self-talk starts. That's how you create that. Now you see yourself as not smart. Now you see yourself as clumsy. These external comments, if repeated over time, they become internalized. You understand? They become internalized. They are like a recording that get played on a loop in your mind until eventually you forgot it is a recording at all. So it becomes internalized. So we start to believe in our own voice telling us these things. So now it's not that the voice is not anymore the voice of your mother. It's not the voice of your sibling anymore. It's not the voice of your teachers. Now it's your own voice telling you these things. And when we are actually just echoing, you're just echoing those dismissive words we grew up with. So that's how we start. That's how that negative self-talk start. Okay. So that, I want you to pay attention to that. okay, that some of the voices, the negative voices that you have, the self-talk that you have, is actually you just echoing, you know, you're just echoing those negative words we grew up with, which now we have this external comment repeated. It has been repeated over to us and it becomes internalized. We internalize that. So now it becomes our own voice. We start now to believe in our own voice telling us that, telling us these things. So now I want you to look at that, to look back. Certain things that you're saying yourself now, I'm not smart. You know, I want you to, the things that you're telling yourself, I'm not smart. I'm not good enough. I'm what, whatever that it is. So this is self-talk. We're looking at now, where does it come from? Okay. I said it's coming from this external comment that we have been hearing over and over, over time when we grew up. So, and this, now these comments or these messages are no longer what your parents say or teacher or someone else said. Now they become your own voice. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not whatever that is. So I want you to look at that in your life. Whenever you find yourself now saying, I'm not this, start to think, start to reflect, where does that coming from? Is it something that you have been told over and over and now it become your own voice? All right? And it has become voice, now your own voice. And that's what we're looking for. Are your thoughts, you know? So what is, this is what we're looking for. Are your thoughts, are your thoughts on your side or are they working against you? So where does this coming from? Where does this thought that say you are not good enough, you are not beautiful enough, you are not tall enough, you are not thin enough, you are not, you know, whatever. So you're not, whatever that is, you are not lovable. You're not. So where does that coming? Where does that thought coming from? So why is not on your side? So the reason could be because this is something that has been said to you many, 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 many years ago. Or not even many years ago, something repeatedly has been said to you, and then you start to believe, you start to internalize that. So, and remember what I said earlier on, this now become the foundation of your mental and emotional world. The reason why you are self-critic, you know, negative self, why you have that negative self-talk is because that has now become the foundation of your mental and emotional world. Now, the things you say to yourself have now have that, it has, it would have, it have a profound impact on how now you feel and what you do. Definitely. Everything that you do comes from this constant stream of commentary in your head. Okay. So some of them spot you. Okay. Some, you started to go and run. You're kind of like, oh, you say to yourself, man, I feel I'm gaining some weight. You understand? That's a thought that we're talking about. Are your thought on your side? You feel I'm getting some weight. I need to go and run. I need to run. All right. So then you start to run, isn't it? So the conversation, you have that in your mind. Yeah. So if you find yourself doing the right things, you know, so it is because there are these, there could be this, you don't have this, what we said, you don't have this diminutive, you know, is it diminutive? This negative comment from, you don't have that negative comment that make your foundation of your emotional foundation of your mental and emotional world. You understand? Some of us, our foundation is made up by what we have been, you know, what, how we have been brought up. As I said, things you say to yourself. Now, as I said, they become your internal, you know, voice. It's no longer what they said. Now it's your own voice. Becomes now your own voice. Okay? And what you say to yourself, it will impact how you then feel and what you do. So whatever kind of emotion that you're going through now is actually based on what you are saying to yourself. Do you understand? And whatever you're going to do is also based on what you're going to say, what you are saying to yourself. Do you understand? Do you see how that dictates exactly how you feel and what you do? So, and if you're feeling now distress, if you're feeling now stress, you're feeling now exhausted, you feel now whatever emotion that you're going through, what are you telling yourself? And where does that coming from? So that's why you don't think about your thoughts. That's what I was asking at the beginning. I said, when is the last time you paid attention to your thoughts? Actually thought about what you're thinking. Yeah? That's what I was asking. Because that has impact on how you feel and what you do. All right? So that's one way where negative self-talk come from. How it start. You know? That's sometimes how it start. So the other thing is also, it start, but how... It's one of the most common and powerful way negative self-talk takes root is through a habit we almost every one of us have, you know. So that's comparing ourselves to others. Comparing ourselves to others. So today we live in the world of social media. So the my colleagues were talking about social media earlier on. You're scrolling through social media, okay? You're scrolling through social media. You've seen a former colleague post about their big promotion. Another person sharing photos from, from an exotic vacation. And a friend from college, from a college or from university, running a marathon, you know? So in that moment, the brain, it doesn't just process this information. Do you understand? Your brain, it just doesn't process this information. A little voice can start to whisper. Okay? It say, look at them. Probably this happened to you. No, I'm just giving those examples, but could be other things that also. Now, look at them. They are so successful. So that's now, you know, that's the conversation that we're talking about. That's the thought that we're talking about. Look at them. They're so successful. Why aren't you further along in your career? Why are you not further along in your career? So, oh wow, their life is so adventure. It's an adventure. Mine is just, you know, what do you do at home? Laundry and always deadlines or something like that. Just thing on top of my head. So, you see, that voice. So, as I said, the scrolling, you know, you're not just processing that information, just like, having a good time. So, no. There's that voice. There's also that negative self-talk that's coming. Look at them. Wow. Their life is so good. Yeah, they're so successful. You know? And you? Look at you. Wow. Their life is so adventure. And you see? And then it referred to how boring your life is. So remember, as I said, how does it start? How does those negative self-talk start? It's by comparing yourself to others. By comparing yourself to others. So that unfair comparison becomes the seed. So it becomes the seed. So now the trap is here. The trap is here that we are comparing our own messy, you know, unedited, remember? You know, this messy, unedited, behind-the-scene kind of reality. With all its doubt, struggles, and boring moments sometimes. Now, to someone else, perfectly, you know, curated highlight reels. You know, those curated highlight reels. So, that actually, it's taken out from... The other thing is just, you only... This, as I said, it's a curated, it's some kind of, you know, this is just what I want to show. You understand? That's highlight reel. But now you're comparing that with your unedited, you know, your life is unedited, kind of like behind the scene reality, you know. So you're now comparing that with that highlight reel curated, you know, kind of like photoshopped. Yeah. So, but the things that you don't see, and this is something that you have to be aware now. So the things that you don't see is the, maybe, you know, we're talking about, I talk about the person who actually put on maybe the photo being congratulated for promotion and things like that. So the thing you don't see is the 60 hour work. Yeah? 60 hour work weeks that led to, you know, this person works, maybe this person works so hard that led to that promotion. You don't see that. You only see that picture. Or the really family, or the other photo family of a vocation, maybe the family argument that happened right before that perfect vacation photo was taken. Maybe there was an argument. You never know. The family argument that happened just right before that perfect vacation. But you don't see that. Before that photo was taken, maybe 2 weeks ago or something like that, there was some kind of an argument. The people, these two people that you see now at the vacation, they had an argument or so. Do you understand? But that is not, that hasn't been shown. So, but that unfair comparison becomes, as I said, it becomes the seed. And if you water it every day, now, if you nurture that, it grows into a constant critical voice telling you that you are just not measuring up. You are not measuring up. So you see how that just negative, that self-talk, it's very, 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 very dangerous. Okay? And we're going to talk about the danger of, we're going to look at the danger of self-talk, negative self-talk. Okay? So you see how that starts? So, and if you, as I said, if you nurture that, if you water it every day, so it grow, that voice now, it grow into a constant critical voice, which keep telling you, you're not good enough. You are not measuring up. And it would have an implication. It would definitely have an implication in your life. So the other thing, we see commercial, for example, okay? We see commercial with families laughing in spotless homes, you know, movies where, let's say, for example, a 25-year-old is already a CEO, you know. We then look at our own messy, complicated, you know, and beautiful, imperfect lives. Yeah, it's beautiful. Some of us, you know, we have to see it's beautiful, imperfect lives. And then comparison create a gap. So when we compare that, so that comparison then create a gap. So what happened then? That negative self-talk is the voice that rushes into, you know, to fill that gap. You know, the negative self-talk then is the voice that rushes, you know, in filling that gap. Telling us we are not thin enough, we are not rich enough, we are not successful enough, we are not happy enough, you know. So that's now the voice that now filling that gap. So in comparing, sometimes it's just comparing what with as I said, with commercials or with movies and things like that, with the lives that we see in the movies, you know. Yeah. Or because we are not actually measuring up our real life, our real life against a carefully crafted and often fictional, as I said, this is a highlight reel. Yeah? Just because we are not measuring up with that. Do you understand? And do you see how we create that, you know, as I said, whatever you find yourself now, the kind of emotions you find yourself, is what you're saying to yourself. I'm not thin enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not successful enough. I'm not happy enough. And it all comes because you comparing yourself with the highlight reel that has been carefully crafted, you know, and often fictional when it comes to movies and other life for other people that live in Hollywood and Bollywood and, you know, so, and Nollywood. So that's our highlight reel, and that's what we compare ourselves to. So, and so you understand what how this negative self-talk start. Okay? And remember, as I said, if you water that every day, if you water it every day, if you this can consume you, this is what you're consuming every day. And it make it, you know, it grows. It grows into that constant critical voice that telling you that you're not just measuring up. So you think your life is not good enough because you can't measure up. I'm not measuring up. Okay? So, and we can also look at the as I said, today we are tackling a real common yet often overlooked issue, how that nagging voice, you know, that nagging voice of negativity inside our head gets started. How did it get started? That's what we're looking at the moment. So we tend to think this is actually magical. It appears magically. Yeah? This negative, you know, this kind of voice, nagging voice of negativity inside our head, we think that it just magically appears. No, it doesn't. It is often rooted in deeper patterns that we have. So, and especially, so maybe this is also something, if you are struggling with an anxiety, for example, okay, your brain is already, it's already on high alert, constantly scanning for threat. So what happened is that this easily can switch into, what if I mess this up? Everyone thinks that I'm an incompetent, for example. It's like your internal alarm system is stuck on danger. You understand? Just because of that anxiety, you are on alert. It start generating all sort of worst case scenarios about yourself. Yeah? So, and it also, the similar thing, if you are depressed, okay, with depression, you know, pervasive, you know, sense of kind of like hopelessness, worthlessness, that can fuel your negative self-talk as well. If you find yourself depressed or anxious, you normally focus, that would fuel your negative self-talk. Yeah? So someone experiencing depression might constantly tell themselves, I'm a failure. Yeah? I'm a failure. That's what they're telling you. Nothing I do matters. And that's how people actually end up actually killing themselves or taking their own life. Nothing I do matters. Even when sometimes the external evidence contradicts it, the person, it doesn't see that. So it's not that they want to think this way. You understand? It's not that people want to think in this way. It's a symptom. Yeah? A part of the illness that distort your perception of yourself and your capability. You know? That's why you're saying, I'm a failure. Nothing I do probably matters and things like that. So it's a symptom. And it distort, you know, and we talk about distortion, you know, some few in the last month or so. So it distorts your perception, the perception of yourself and your capability. So, and if you notice, and I'm talking to you, if you notice this internal monologue becoming particularly harsh, okay, if it's becoming particularly harsh, it's really important. It's a really important signal to pay attention, that you need to pay attention to. So a sign that perhaps something more might be going on than just a simple self-talk. So you need to pay attention to that. Because as I said, if it grows, if you water it, and sometimes you don't even know that you're watering it, so it could become a pattern that, you know, lead to, and especially when you are depressed, or when you're in depression or in anxiety and anxiety. So those, that's how sometimes, you know, that's how, and that's, there are many ways. I'm just highlighting few that, that are common, that we commonly, you know, something we're not maybe even aware that this is how it happens. So that's how, you know, self, negative self-talk actually start. So we said, you know, this can be drive, can be fueled by depression, by an anxiety. When we are struggling with an anxiety, you know, definitely finding yourself in this second, in this situation, you're more likely actually your brain is on higher alert, looking, constantly scanning for threat. And it's more likely to see, you know, negative, you know. Yeah, it's more likely to see negative. It's more likely to see stuck on, you know, being stuck on danger. So, and we say that, you know, it's also by comparing, you know. So when we're comparing ourselves, that we are not thin enough, we are not rich enough, we are not successful enough, we are not happy enough, you know. And we feel that we are not measuring up with the, now we're measuring our real life with other life that are crafted, you know, that are fictional, or highlight real that, you know, that just happened, person taking a photo where they are, but there are other issues that in their life as well. So that it becomes, we're talking about comparing, if we're comparing ourselves, and also, definitely the message, you know, that we sponged when we grew up, you know, we started to believe those messages we pick up that has been said to us over and over. External comments repeated over time, they become internalized. We internalize those, and that's how, you know, we start, you know, to start to have negative self-talk. I'm not smart. Where does that come from? I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty. I'm not whatever. So where does that coming from? So it coming from those dismissive words we grew up with. So they becomes, you know, now we start to believe it. It is our own voice telling us these things, but actually it's coming from those. All right. So if you want to come through and also just, you know, relate to what we're discussing. If it's something that you yourself also probably going through, or something, you know, someone going through, or a personal experience, always actually, you know, add value to what we're discussing when we have some people coming in and give their own experience of what we're talking about. But as you know, this is Mind Matter, and as I said, from 11 until 1 o'clock, it is a mental health hours. So you're most welcome to come through anything. Maybe it doesn't even relate to what I'm saying. And if it's something that we can look at, if it's a concern that needs a serious attention, we can always look at that. But we're talking about mental issues, not economic issues or business issues and things like that. We're talking about mental health issues, yeah, on this show. So please do come through. We are now in, we're coming to you from the Ondangwe studio. Our telephone number is 08333 66091, 08333 66091. So do come through and chat to me and share with me on some of the things that we're looking at. So when we come back, we're going to look at the danger. I think we're going to look at the danger. What are the dangers of negative self-talk? What, you know, when we talk to ourselves in that manner, what dangers that, what dangers that is bringing to us? What kind of experience? What does that do to us? That's the question. What does that do to us when we talk to us in a negative way? So that's what we're going to look at. So stay tuned. So, all right. Let's have another music break. And then this time, we got to Mr. Blake Shelton. God gave me you.
In less than, was it 36 hours? Join in with you on that
journey. Made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me. Watch as the storm blows through and I need you. A divine conspiracy. You, an angel lovely, somehow fall for me. You always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool. And I need you.
That's Shelton. That's Blake Shelton. God gave me you, and a beautiful song. God gave me you when there, when what's down, when the what is done. So well, welcome back, and we talking about we're looking at are your thoughts. So we're looking at are your thoughts, you know, are your thoughts on your side. We're talking about, are your thoughts on your side or are they working against you? So that's what we're looking at. And you probably find that fascinating in a way that, how do my thought actually be on my side or working against me? So we're talking about, specifically we're looking at, you know, your negative self-talk. You know, we're just looking at how does that start? So how does that start? So, and we look at that it starts, you know, sometimes start with what we pick up when we're growing up. You know, things that are said to us, you know, over time they become, we internalize those, you know, over time we internalize those. And then, you know, they become our own voice. So they become our own voice. Now, these are the things, negative things that have been said to us. Let's say you're stupid, you are clumsy, you are not beautiful, you're whatever. Whatever those negative things that have been said, if it has been said over a period, over a time, so they become voices that we internalize. And then we don't think that there are things that were said to us, but now they become our own voice. Telling us that we are not good enough, we are not smart enough, we are clumsy, we are all what and all that. So those then becomes, you know, internalized, and then we start to believe in our own voice telling us these things. All right. So the other thing is that it starts by comparing ourselves, by comparing ourselves to others. That's one of the that's one of the problems. That's one of the how negative self-talk actually start, by looking at other people. Yeah, you kind of like look at them. You see, as I talked about earlier on social media, you know, today's world social media, you have someone posting their successful, you know, their success vacation or beautiful vacation, exotic vacation that they had, you know, big promotion that the person have, you know, so good things that other people seem to have doing. And then at that moment, as I said, your brain normally doesn't process this information and just, oh, okay. So there is always that, then there's that voice, the voice that can start to whisper that, look, you know, look at them. Yeah, they're so successful, you know, and you, their life is so adventurous, and you are here. You know, probably you Saturday, you're doing laundries, and now you have tomorrow and catch up on deadlines and things like that. Your life seems to be boring, you know? So, and as I said, the trap here is that we're comparing our, you know, our real life, our messy, unedited, behind the scene kind of reality, with curated, perfectly curated highlight reel. So that's how we start. So, and sometimes that happens because we don't see what is really, we're only comparing ourselves, but we don't also see what is going on in these people's lives. So, and as I said, look, if you water it every day, if you water this kind of way of thinking, it grows. And then it grows into a constant critical voice telling you that you are just not measuring up. You are not measuring up. So, and what does that do? So you start actually, so you start to see yourself as not, you know, as not thin enough, not rich enough, not successful enough, not happy enough. And what do? So you start to get depressed. You start to get, you know, stressed. You start to, you know. So, and the other thing is also when you're going through, as I said, it starts also like when you're going through, when you are struggling. Okay, when you're struggling with anxiety, so your brain is on high alert and constantly actually just scanning for threat. So you kind of every time looking for the worst scenario. What if this happened? What if you're always on this? What if I mess up? What if, you know, everybody thinks that I'm this and that and that? You understand? You are just on what if, you know? So generating all sort of worst case scenarios about yourself. So, and that also goes when you're already depressed, you know? So you feel you have this sense of hopelessness, whole sense of worthlessness, and that in itself can actually fuel that negative self-talk. So I'm a failure. Whatever I do, there's nothing I do that's matter, you know, that kind of thinking. So basically, you know, just give an idea that, you know, you can, this internal monologue become particularly harsh, you know, and it can become a pattern. And constantly this is how you're thinking. And if it become really worse, and as I said, sometimes that can become a symptom, part of the illness that really distort the perception of ourselves, our the perception how we see ourselves and how and our capabilities as well. So yeah, so that's, I'm just highlighting a few. That's how we start. And now I want us to look at what are the dangers of negative self-talk. What are the dangers? One of that is when you're talking about self-esteem. Okay, well, this is one of the negative self-talks actually decreases your self-esteem. You know, that if that little inner voice says, you know, that says things like I'm not good enough, I'm always messing things up, you know. So that voice. So now, and here's the danger. So here's the danger. If you keep speaking to yourself that way, it's okay. If you keep, and I'm telling you now, if you're listening to me, if you keep saying, keep to yourself that, speaking to yourself that way, day after day, you know, it's like slowly bringing down the foundation of your house. All right. Remember, self-esteem is your foundation of the house. But if you keep actually saying that, to yourself, speaking to yourself that way, day after day, you are now slowly bringing down the foundation of your house. And over time, your self-esteem start actually to crumble. You know, it start to crumble. And I know one. I once worked with a young man who was incredibly talented in a graphic design. Okay. But every time he made even a small mistake, he would tell himself, I'm such an idiot. Okay. Just a small mistake. He would think that he's such an idiot. And eventually he stopped applying for a better job because he felt he wasn't capable. So he felt that he wasn't. But if you look at his work, you know, so it actually tells otherwise. It tells otherwise. So, but he stopped even, as I said, I was seeing this person, I was seeing him, and we talk. So he feel that he was not, you know, he can't apply a better job because he felt he wasn't capable. Do you see how your self-esteem start to crumble, you know, because of negative self-talk? So if you keep saying, you know, if you're speaking to yourself this, that way all the time, so your self-esteem will definitely go down. And that's the sneak thing about about negative self-talk. You know, it convinces you. It convinces you to doubt your abilities, okay? To shy away from opportunities and sometimes to give up on yourself, to give up on yourself entirely. So that's the danger I'm talking about. So there are just people who don't do anything anymore because their self-esteem actually crumble. It's crumble, but it's not crumble because something is happening. It's crumble because of how you talk to yourself. It's what you're saying to yourself. So, and that convinces you at a certain point, you start convinces you to doubt yourself, to doubt your ability, to doubt, you know, even as I talk about that boy, that young man, you know, shying away from opportunities because he thinks he's not capable. But this is what they're telling themselves. And in some cases, and this is the process, guys, and in some cases, it lead to a person giving up on yourself. And once you start giving up on yourself, it's where, and if it continues, and I said, if you water that, if you continue to water that, it comes to a point where you don't see why you don't see the point of life. When now you started, why, what is the point of living? You see? That's how, and it's because of this negative self-talk. So the more you repeat those harsh words internally, the more your brain starts actually to believe them. And the harder it becomes to see your own worth. All right? It becomes harder to see your own worth. So, and that leads to many decisions that are not of value for yourself. All right? That's the danger. Okay? That's the danger. That's one of the danger of negative self-talk. The other thing is the most immediate danger is how it increases our stress and anxiety immediately. You know, the reason why you're so stressed is what you're saying to yourself. The reason why you're so stressed and anxious, it's what you are telling yourself. Simply as that. You know, imagine you have a big presentation at work, okay? At work next week, say for example you have. And the negative self-talk start quietly. Eh? I hope I don't mess this up. You understand? Just that, I hope I don't mess this up. But then it gets louder. You know, I'm terrible at public speaking. You know, they are going to think I'm a fraud or something, you know? So you see, you're actually fooling that. Yeah? What happened next? Your heart starts to race. Your stomach is getting tight. Your body, you know, is physically reacting as if that's real already. Yeah? So that immediate threat, all because of the thought. Just because of thought. Sometimes we actually just get into physical reaction. Even in physical reaction, your heart, as I said, you start to think of something, and what happened? You already start to be afraid, or you just at home, okay? Say from black night, you know, what if there's someone in the yard? You haven't any evidence that there is the case. You just start thinking, what if somebody in the yard? I'm the only one in the house. What if the person comes in and, you see? What does it? You start even to feel that. You started to be afraid. You start to sweat. You understand? Just that thing that you have created. It's just a thought. And you see how it can, you know, how it can create a reality, a physical reality within yourself. Eh? And when I said this is dangerous, so, and here's the truly deceptive part of the cycle, you know? This is now the deceptive part of the cycle. So you feel that anxiety, okay? You feel that anxiety, and your brain interprets as a proof. You see, because you feel it, okay? Because you feel that anxiety in your body, you understand? It interprets that as it's a proof. And it says, see, I'm so nervous. This is obviously going to be a disaster, but you created it. So now that because you're nervous, it's kind of like a proof that is what is going to be happening. But this is all your creation. So I'm talking to you, the danger of negative self-talk. All right? I'm trying to help you to understand that. How does that work in your brain? So the negative thought created the physical anxiety, and the physical anxiety then reinforces the negative thought. You see, it's that mind loops. It loops in your mind. So you're now trapped in a feedback loop where you are not just worried about the presentation anymore. You are worried about being worried. Yeah? So it becomes a feedback loop, you know? And over time, it doesn't just make you stress for one event, you know? So it can become a pattern, and it erodes your confidence to a point where you start avoiding challenges, you know? You start avoiding challenges. Think of yourself, if there are challenges that you actually avoid, why don't you? It may be because of this, the negative self-talk. Okay? You start avoiding challenges altogether, creating a self-fulfilling, kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy written by your harshest critic, yourself, which is yourself. Are you following? So this is where you need to come with your pen and paper, you know. This is a lecture hall, okay? Yeah. So basically, as I said, you know, that self-negative talk can really create that deceptive part of the cycle, you know. You feel the anxiety and your brain interpret it as a proof. And it says, look, that's because you feel it, then you think that it's a proof that that's going to be really a disaster. Because now you're kind of like, yeah, see that I'm feeling it. So, and I said, it creates that physical anxiety, and then the physical anxiety then reinforces the negative thought again. All right? So that's a danger that can come from, you know, negative self-talk. So the other thing is also one of the most significant, I think, most significant danger of negative self-talk, and one I see constantly, you know, is how it builds, how would I call this, an invisible fence around your potential. You know, now think of it this way. The critical inner voice acts like a biased, you know, a biased, overly cautious advisor, someone who is an overly cautious advisor who is actually terrified of failure, you know. So now, for example, let me give you an example. Let's say a promotion that we're talking about, a promotion opens up at your job, okay? Promotion open up at your job. You have the skills. You have the experience, but the voice immediately kicks in. Ah, you are not ready for that responsibility, man. You're not ready. You know, Sarah, maybe you think of another person in your department or in your work. You know, Sarah is much more qualified. You know, if you apply and you don't get it, you know, everyone think you're a fool. So that voice kicks in, you understand? We're talking about negative self-criticism. I mean, negative self-talk here. So that voice kicks in. So what happened? You don't even submit your application anymore. Does that happen to you quite often? And we're not, I'm just talking in terms of application, but there are certain things that you just talk out. You talk yourself out of it. And this is negative self-talk. You talk yourself out by this voice telling you, you know, what if this, what if that, what if that? Yeah. It's one thing I was telling my nephew, you know, one of my nephew, they wanted to VCT and study. So, but when they finished, grade 12, I asked him, you know, why don't you apply? And I don't think there's anybody, I don't think there's anybody who can be able to help me to pay my tuition and all that. And I said to him, what is your responsibility? You see, that's a negative self-talk. Wouldn't even make him actually apply. You know, because he believed that there would be nobody actually to support him. But what is in your responsibility? That's what it is. What is in your responsibility? So what is in your responsibility is actually to apply. So when you apply and accepted, now you can be able now to go to somebody and say, look, I'm accepted at VCT, you know, and I don't have, you know, the entrance fee. I don't have the money to pay. So people now will commit because there is something. How would they commit when there is nothing? Do you understand? So he did that, get accepted. Now he must be able to go to anybody. Yeah, I'm accepted until, you know, people be able to support him. But that's not the main point. The main point is that the self-negative talk would have actually talked him out not to even apply. if I didn't talk to him, you know, to say what is your responsibility. That's the other things of the money is not your responsibility. It's some people's responsibility, you know. And later on, he got actual Nasfaf, you know, he got Nasfaf. And then now, it's somebody, as we speak, you know, is, you see, if we would just listen to that negative self-talk, that would have limited his potential. Do you understand? And that's what I'm talking about. This voice that act like a biased, overly cautious kind of advisor who is actually terrified of failure. You know? So the fear of potential rejection, you know, that would fueled entirely, you know, fueled entirely by your own internal narrative. That's your own internal narrative becomes so powerful that you opt out of the opportunity altogether. Eh? So, and this is the danger that I'm talking about. Okay? This is the danger I'm talking about. You have essentially accepted failure before you even gave yourself a chance to succeed. And that's the danger. Now, this reluctance to, you know, to take maybe, let's say, take a calculated risk, it doesn't just happen at work. As I can give an example, it keeps you from many, many other opportunities in life. Maybe starting a new hobby. Maybe you want to start running, or you want to, you know, asking someone for a date. You started actually telling yourself many things. Eh? Or maybe even speaking in a meeting. It keeps you from, you know, from many, many, many other opportunities. You know, you're limiting your potential. So what do you think? Yeah. Have you been, you know, have you talked yourself out? Have you had this negative talk, a negative self-talk that actually talked you out of something that you wanted to do? Yeah. So basically your world shrinks, not because of your actual limitation, but because of the ones you have been convinced to believe they are real, you know? So, what is your experience? What is your experience? Have you talked yourself? Have you had this negative talk and talked yourself out of something that could have been, you know, could have been something maybe you could have actually, as I said, it's not because of your actual limitation, but just what you're telling yourself. All right? So you're welcome to come through. Our telephone number is 0833-66091, 0833-66091. So if you want to take part in the discussion, so, and you should, you should come through and participate as well. Now, and remember, we're talking about the danger of negative self-talk. Okay? The danger of negative self-talk. And another danger, okay? Another danger is how it absolutely sabotages your ability to make good decisions. And that happened to many of us. That's negative self-talk. It sabotages your ability to make good decisions. Eh? Think of your judgment as a, think of now your judgment as a, what is this? How you call it? A clear lens you look through, to see the world. All right. And negative self-talk is like smearing mud all over it. Okay. You know, you have this clear lens that you look through, to see the world. And then now negative, I'm just giving that the image. Negative self-talk is like you smearing a mud all over it. So, when you're constantly telling yourself, you are going to mess this up, or you are not smart enough for this, you actually stop trusting your own instinct. You stop trusting your own instinct. So, and I see this play out all the time. For instance, a client was offered a promotion at work. Okay? Yeah, it was offered. All right. It's offered a promotion at work. It was a fantastic opportunity, but his inner critic went into, overdrive. Okay? You can't handle that pressure. So that's what he's saying, that he was telling himself he can't handle that pressure. Remember, he was apparently given another project, kind of like a year ago, last year or something like that, which he didn't handle. So, and then they said something just telling, remember how you struggled with that one project last year. Eh? You let everyone down. So now he's kind of struggling. He thinks that you can't handle the pressure. You know, remember how you struggled with that one project last year. So you will let everyone down. So that's what in his mind. Keep saying you will let everyone down. So, and he becomes so paralyzed by doubt that he almost turned it down. Thank God that we talked. He almost turned it down. It wasn't the decision itself that was actually hard. It was not the decision that was hard. It was the noise in his head that made it impossible to see his own capability. I mean, his own capabilities clearly, you know? So that happened to all of us. Yeah? That helped to all of us, to all of us in many ways. So, and this leads to that, you know, that classic analysis paralysis, you know, where you second guess every choice now you're making, from what you can have for dinner, you second guess to where you should take it, to whether you can, you know, you should take a new job, you know, all because that inner voice has convinced you that your own judgment is one thing that you cannot rely on. So that self-negative voice, that inner voice, it just convinced you that your own judgment is one thing you can rely on. So I want you to think about that. All right. Let's quickly have another music break. And we'll be back and continue to look at the danger of negative self-talk. All right, Tracy. Let's. What is this guy, Eric Church? Love you, love the most.
I love sleeping in on Saturdays, and I love college football games. I love not acting my age and good barbecue. Yeah, I'm a fan of phone books and anything my mama cooks. Smallmouth bass have got me hooked on Sunday afternoons. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky tonk and rocks on Friday nights. And hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love. Sung by George Strait, his country at its best. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky tonk and rocks on Friday nights. Hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most.
That's Eric Church, Love You, I Love Your Love the Most. So welcome back.
Welcome back
to Wine Matters. Welcome back to Mind Matters. Our time is about 32 minutes past the hour of 12. And we will go up to 1 o'clock. And thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us now, we're looking at the danger of negative self-talk. So, and one of the most overlooked, I think one of the most overlooked danger of negative self-talk is how it directly, actually, it's how directly strain our relationship. Now, you see, when you're constantly telling yourself you are, so let's say, for example, you're not good enough or you're not beautiful enough, you, whatever the case may be, and that you are a burden, maybe, that you're a burden, you don't just keep those feeling inside. You understand? The thing is that you don't just keep those feeling inside. You actually begin to project that insecurity onto others. You're projecting that insecurity to others. So, for example, let's say, a friend, it doesn't text you back right away, okay? So a healthy internal voice, okay? A healthy internal voice might think, okay, they're probably busy, all right? So, but an inner critic fueled by negative self-talk will immediately whisper, you see? They don't really want to talk to you. Eh? You are annoying them. So, this is a reflection for yourself. Do you often find yourself, you know, anything that happened, even in a relationship, do you always find yourself more negative critically? You're more critical negative. Or do you actually look at sometimes, do you think positive of things? You know, let's say, for example, you call your girlfriend, didn't pick up. I would think, okay, probably is busy. Or would you think, okay, what could be she doing this time? Why wouldn't she respond to me? Did she love me? You understand? That's what fueled that inner critic, fueled by negative self-talk. Normally it's what, you know, it's what, it's what actually pushes you to think in that way. So what do you do? Yeah. So when you now, you see, when now when now that voice tells you, they don't really want to talk to you. Eh? You are annoying them. So what do? You could be sending another passive aggressive text, you know, or you might, if you don't, or you might just be cold and distant the next time you see the person. You see how dangerous that is. I see how it strain our relationship. And we do that in many things in our relationship. Yeah. And normally coming from our negative self-talk. Yeah. So much of them are judgment fueled by negative self-talk. Even if the evidence is otherwise. Because where do you see from? Remember when I said the lenses that you see from? You know? If your lenses are actually, you know, smeared with mud, everything that you see through that. Yeah? It's normally you. sometimes you create a problem where one, it doesn't exist at all. Okay? You start seeking constant reassurance, misinterpreting neutral comments. Even just a neutral comment could be, you could misinterpret that as a criticism, you know, becoming more defensive over small things. So all because you are viewing the world through lens that says, I'm flawed. I'm not good enough. And you're projecting that to others. Now, over time, this behavior could be very exhausting for others as well. For your loved ones, it could be exhausting. Who feel like, kind of like they're constantly walking on eggshell. And it's ultimately create the very distance. Now, it's creating the very distance and rejection your negative self-talk was so afraid of in the first place. Okay? Now it's creating exactly that. So, yeah, that's a danger. The self-negative talk, we need to monitor on what we say to ourselves, especially what we say to ourselves, because much of this, what we're talking about, is what we say to ourselves. And have you found yourself in, what is that actually? That energy where you just don't have motivation, where you lack productivity. Okay? So, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the danger of negative self-talk. And think of your motivation and your daily energy as a full tank of gas, okay? Think of that as a full tank of gas. Now, that critical inner voice, the one that says you are going to mess things up, or why even bother, you are not good enough, it's like a leak. It's like a leak in the tank. Slowly by slowly, it's like a leak in that tank. Example, imagine you have a big, let's still get to work. You know, you have a big presentation to prepare, okay, for work now. You sit down at the computer, ready to start, but the voice kicks in, you know. Everyone else is so much more qualified. It's so much more qualified, and you're going to sound foolish. So the voice just kick in, you know. Suddenly you find yourself procrastinating, you know, checking your phone and then getting another coffee if you're a coffee drinker, you know, just to, you know, anything to avoid the task that your brain has now labeled as a source of failure and anxiety. You see? Your brain now has labeled that as a source of failure and anxiety. So, and it's not laziness. It's not laziness. It's a self-inflicted energy, you know, a self-inflicted energy crisis that brings your productivity now to a standstill, because before you even actually began that work. So you understand how that self-negative talk can, we're looking at different various, different things, how this can become can actually become very dangerous to ourselves, you know. It becomes, as I said, a self-inflicted energy crisis that actually bring your productivity to a halt before you even begun. So it's very, very important that we pay attention. We are aware of what we are saying to ourselves. So, and the other thing is also it has also physical implication, a physical health implication. It's not just about, you know, it can have also a physical health implication. And I want to be very, very clear about this. Okay? That critical inner voice isn't just in your head. It's not just in your head. When you're constantly telling yourself you are not good enough, that you are going to fail, or that you don't deserve happiness, whatever the case may be, your brain register that as a genuine threat. Yeah? It registers that as a genuine threat. Now, that triggers your body stress response, you know, flooding your system with cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone. Now, a little cortisol is fine, you know, we all need that. But a constant feed of it, that is where we see the real physical impact. That would have actually a physical impact on you. I had a client, let's call her Ndina, okay? So I had a client, Ndina, for now let's call her Ndina, a brilliant woman who was her own harshest critic. You know, she's a very, very, very critical of herself. And her constant negative self-talk about her breakup led to actually a chronic anxiety. You know, now the self-talk about her breakup led to that. So remember that I said, you know, much if you constantly, you know, feed the, I'm talking about the flooding of your system with the cortisol, you know, stress hormone. So that would have a physical impact on you. And this has been the case. So that anxiety wasn't just a feeling. Eh? It was not just a feeling. It manifested now as a migraine, you know, a digestive issues and a weakened immune system. A weakened immune system where now she was catching every cold that went around. You understand? So it would have actually a real physical impact as well. So that's how dangerous, you know, that negative self-talk, it can lead to physical health implications. So, and as I said, you know, your brain register that as a genuine threat. All right? So you're following. So now her body was literally wearing down from the inside out. Yeah? So fighting a war that started within her own thoughts. This war just started with her own thought. Nothing else. So, and that's a reminder. It's a reminder that our mental and physical health are intimately linked, you know? They are intimately linked. The words you say to ourselves, the word we say to ourselves have a very, really biological impact. So you have to be, you know, very, very careful of what you say to yourself. All right? So maybe when we come back, what's our time now? 44 minutes past the hour of 12. Let's look at some tips to stop negative self-talk. We cannot just, you know, how do we then manage, you know, negative self-talk? So that's what we're gonna look at when we come back. So you're most welcome also to come through. We still have those moments. I can give you some of these minutes for you. Sugarland, 1, 2.
I packed a cooler and a change of clothes. Let's jump and see how far it goes. You got my heart in your daddy's boat. We got all night to make it.
Sugarland. I want two. So welcome back. This is my meta, and thanks for joining us. And we're looking at what is your thought? Is your thought on your side or is it against you? All right, that's what we have been looking at. And we're looking at the self negative talk, the negative self talk. That's what we've been looking at. We're looking at how does that start, how it start, and also looking at the danger of negative self talk. And maybe we can just quickly just look at some tips to stop negative self-talk. So these are not magical things that, it's not a pill that you just, you know, swallow and, or voila, everything is, it's okay. These are normally, these are process. As much as you have developed, this is what happened. You know, you have a person that, let's say that it takes you years to build up that tummy. Okay. You have that tummy you want to get rid of. It takes you years to build that up. You don't just have few laps and then the time it disappeared. Doesn't work that way. It has to take much, much, much time. It has to be a process, you know, which require commitment and time, you know, to be able to do that. So it's the same thing. It's the process. If you follow the process and you commit to that process, you will see the difference. So now, if you find yourself, let's say, for example, you find yourself really commonly, you know, criticizing very your own critic in a negative way. You always have this negative self-talk in a way that is not healthy. That's what we're looking at, in the way that is not healthy. But here are some common ways people use just to break the cycle, okay? So just to break the cycle. So it may work for you. It might not work. But if you commit to it, you know, definitely to bring a difference. One thing that we have been talking about, it's you really being aware of what you're saying to yourself. You know, tune in and catch yourself, you know, telling yourself, I'm not good enough. Where does that come from? We talked about, you know, how that starts and where and how danger, what is the danger can come from that. But, you know, are you aware of what you're saying to yourself? Because most of the time we're not. This has become, it could have become a pattern that we follow. You know, it's to create that awareness. Be aware of what you're saying to yourself, because it has a negative consequences. You know, if you're telling yourself you're not good enough, you're not beautiful enough, you're not whatever the case may be, you're not competent enough, you're not, whatever the case may be, it is dangerous. Okay? So what I'm asking is to be able to tune in into your thought, you know, and really catch it. What do you mean? Catch it and see, what am I saying to myself? Where does this coming from? Ask yourself, is it true? Is it true? Is it true that you're not good enough? Evidence might totally, totally, totally different. There are other things that you have been very successful. Challenge your thought. Okay? So you are not your thoughts. Okay? Challenge them. Let your thought lie to you quite often. You know, it lies to you. Your thoughts lie to you many times. It's just recognizing that, you know, are these thoughts true? Ask yourself, is it true? Because many, many times it's not true. So now remind yourself that thoughts are not fact. Okay? Thoughts are not fact. So sometimes to really distinguish yourself from your thought is that I'm having a thought. Okay? It's that it's a thought that I'm having a thought. I'm not my thought. You know, I'm having a thought. That's how you distinguish yourself from your thought. And therefore, challenge that thought. It's not you. All right? And that can create a it can create some distance from the thought, okay? And be able to challenge it. And there's something that I learned, but it worked. It's effective with some people, maybe some not. You know, give your inner critic a nickname, all right? So mine, I call it the devil, okay? That's how I recognize it. Don't call it the devil, because whenever I have that inner self, when I have that inner critic, critic, negative self-talk. And remember I said, you must catch that, you know, be aware, tune into it, you know, and catch it. Whenever I catch it, I always said, there goes the devil, you know. And then I realized, okay, I'm now being negative self. I'm actually now, you know, doing negative self-talk. So that's how I quickly goes, oh, there goes the devil. Then I recognize, okay, I need to get rid of this. I don't need to focus on that anymore. So that's how I recognize it. For some people that works well. It works well for me, you know, because I become aware of what I am saying to myself. And since I call it the devil, I realize, okay, this is not the direction I should be. I shouldn't be engaging this. I shouldn't be entertaining it. You understand? You know. And the other thing is that also put your thoughts into everything that you're thinking. It must have, put it in a larger context. All right? Put it in a larger context. When you said you're not good enough. All right. Put it in a larger context. So is it, you kind of think of, has been any things that you were really good at, things that you actually achieve in your life? There are a lot and lot and lot of things that you have achieved. So this can be, that can be a definition of you now. Do you understand? Because the contrary say something different. Eh? So put it in a larger context. But if you focus just to that specific, you may be just confined to, you know, to judge through the lens of that event, you know. So, but put it in, you know, put that thought into a larger context. That's how you realize that, you know, what I'm saying isn't true. Okay. So, and the other thing is also, you ask yourself what might be more helpful. You know, thought. What could be a more helpful thought? You know, I don't understand why would you allow yourself, why would you allow yourself, how do I ask this? I don't understand how you continue allowing yourself to persecute yourself, if you like, you know, to torture yourself. You understand? You continue to torture yourself with this negative self-talk. So what I'm asking you, what might be a more helpful thought? Eh? Instead of continuing with this negative self-talk. So what might be a more helpful thought? Ask yourself, what might be a more helpful thought? Now think of the other thing also that is helpful with yourself, you know, it's to think of a friend. What would you say? Would you say this actually to your friend? Things that you are saying to yourself. Would you say this to your friend? Would you say this thought out loud to your friend? Or would you like a good friend to say them to you? You have now this a good friend of you. Would you like them, your good friend actually to say this thing to you? So if you think, okay, I wouldn't say to a good friend. So definitely that you wouldn't say to you. You shouldn't be saying it to yourself. You understand? All right. Practice thinking good things about yourself. This is very important. Okay. Practice thinking good things about yourself. Very simple. Eh? They said, you know, what is that half-full? You know, you have to practice seeing a half, seeing half a glass as being half full rather than half empty. Okay, got that right. Oh, let me pat myself on the back. Okay, so seeing half a glass as being half full rather than half empty. You know. So think good things about yourself. Practice thinking good things about yourself. So once that become a mental strength, okay, you will continue to start thinking good things about yourself. Now, the other thing is to notice that if you are creating this feeling, you are the one who creating this. It means you can also stop creating this feeling. You know, you are the very same person who is creating. That means you have the power actually to stop creating this feeling. You got the power. You need to recognize that. You are the creator of your own reality, eh? Both consciously and subconsciously or unconsciously. So you are the creator of your own reality. So, and remember, this is a journey. It's a journey, and every step counts. You know, no matter how small it is, every step definitely counts. So it's 1 o'clock, and that's where we say our goodbyes. So I hope you were following, and I know you were following. And thanks for joining me, you know, and so thanks for joining me, and thanks for being part of today's discussion. Yeah, let's do that again next week, you know, same time, same place here on Eagle FM. So, who's coming up? Let me look at, okay, while I'm looking at that, let's have a quick music, and then I will let you know probably who is coming up after me. All right, normally is okay, I'm gonna give you a song by Sonia Twain, Forever and For Always.